Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we're delighted to be with you now.
Now, hey, I just got to tell you up front, guys, big, big show today. So look, this is one where you're going to want a pen and paper. And if you don't have a pen and paper, then just really relax, take it all in. But you be sure to reconnect with the show as soon as it hits the archives, because we're diving into a critical core issue, one I often call the true secret of spirituality. And it is spiritual tenacity or spiritual ego. Number one, is there a difference? And number two, what does that really mean? Because this is an often hugely misunderstood issue. It's the number one roadblock for most people, including many people that have been on the journey a really long time. So we have an enormous amount to share. Make sure you stay with us for the whole show, because it's going to be a big one.
You know, the whole concept of ego in conventional society, it's celebrated. In conventional society, and I'm talking about conventional psychology and medicine, a healthy ego is the fundamental aspect of a well-adjusted individual. And a healthy ego means one that takes care of itself, meaning the person, takes care of yourself, navigates interpersonal relationships, and ends up life feeling like you were successful. That's kind of the overall quick definition of a healthy ego. The fact of the matter is, for anyone that has explored their spiritual essence, the ego is both a blessing and an impediment. And we're going to talk a little bit today about how the ego has this two faces and how it evolves into the third face we call the spiritualized ego, thus paving the way to spiritual tenacity. So a lot of information to share and a beautiful topic to bring your attention to, because as we walk our path, we all will come to the moment where we need spiritual tenacity.
Well, and the key is, without spiritual tenacity, we are absolutely unable to step into our self-ascension and our ascended presence. It just won't happen. And this is why it's so important to talk about this. You know, we, many, many years ago, released something known as the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. And a lot of our videos on YouTube have shown it. We've talked about it a lot. We're going to talk about it just a little bit again right now, because this is the first thing you need to really get. It's a foundation, so to speak, you know, and we just happen to love pyramids, and it also is to be how it was delivered to us through the archangelic realm. And so here's where it begins, my angels. The Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, imagine a pyramid or a triangle, if you will, and if you were to draw this on your paper, the initial level, the entry level, is known as density consciousness, and giving you literally the 30-second interview, I mean the second 30-second overview, density consciousness is what you're born into. It's the me, me, me. It's the third dimension. It's everything that has to do with being on this planet aligned with the frequencies of the third dimension. Now, as you grow, chances are during your lifetime, you had some pretty serious awakening experiences, and or you wouldn't be listening to the show, and you lifted up through that energy into the second strata. Now, the second strata, I just want to preface by saying, is the single most dangerous and simultaneously the one you must live through. And this is called spiritual activism. And we've talked about this one before, because this is the point where you recognize the greater. You recognize that there is an expanded opportunity, the expanded universe, so to speak. However, the trap and the reason it's so dangerous, and quite frankly, the planet is stuck in this right now, is because it's also the most polarizing, because you move from the me to the us versus them. And in us versus them, there's a judgment. And this is often where the spiritualized ego starts evolving. And the question is, can we evolve through this to lift up into that next level, which is full ascension awareness? And that's what we're talking about today.
Absolutely, because ascension awareness gives you a living spiritual consciousness from which you can both navigate density and navigate the inner planes. It is indeed the bridge consciousness to your awakening.
Well, I love how you say that, Sri, because, you know, so often you see these bridge metaphors, and in many ways this is, because, you know, I like to joke about it, calling it a pop or drop opportunity. You need to know, guys, many, many people hang out their entire life in density consciousness. And as long as, you know, Archangel Michael always says it so well, as long as you're doing it really well, then, you know, who are any of us to offer anyone a perspective as to how they live their life? The key is to be truly flourishing at the level of consciousness that is really yours to either expand through or not. And this is where the spiritualized ego can become almost like a velvet handcuffs.
Well, it can indeed, because we're reared with the notion of right and wrong, good and
bad.
Yeah,
very much so.
And, you know,
I thought you said we're weird. He said reared for the for those of you that heard what I heard. We're not weird, guys. It's reared. Go ahead, Sri. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, we grew up with that notion, and that quality of hierarchical thinking, of black and white thinking, while as we grow, it gets a little more refined and sophisticated. The notion of right and wrong seem to permeate into the spiritual ego in a way that becomes more sophisticated and seductive.
Well, that's it. You know, and that's the key, is because you need to recognize first and foremost that the spiritualized ego is the density ego on new language.
Absolutely.
You know, it's all it is. It's still a rich ego.
And it's a natural evolution.
And important.
And in order to help us really be foundationalized here, to give you something that you can consider after this show has ended, we want to offer you some qualities of these different ego states.
Now, here's where you might want to grab that paper and make three columns, because we're going to go through all of this together, and the way we laid this out was in three columns. So you may want to do that.
Now, here's the thing. Remember, density consciousness is the birthplace of human individuation.
Exactly.
This is where we launch into, and this is where we pick up the operating system, so to speak, the rules of society, the rules of your religion, the rules of your family.
All the reasons why we were born here.
So let's just talk about the positive qualities of the ego.
Now, before you're going, really? The answer is yes.
Of course.
Everything is part of the journey, angels. Everything is part of the exploration. So we're going to talk a little bit about the positive qualities of the ego. We're going to take some of these beautiful callers. I'm going to answer some emails, because we are just stacked with people from all over the world. But let's start with, you know, okay, we've got this ego. And, you know, if you've read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, which I really encourage you to do, Archangel Zadkiel has a wonderful discourse in there about the sly pirate of the ego. And this is part of how we start cultivating our spiritual discernment, is through the ego. So obviously, wherever there is that which challenges us, there is always the positive.
Absolutely. So let's just start at the very fundamental basis. When you were born, you were individualized into a self, and your ego came on board, and its number one role was to keep you safe.
Now, really take that in. An ego keeps you safe. You know, as Sri always says so well, it tells you not to stand in front of a bus.
And that evolves a little bit. It starts off as taking care of your body, and then it evolves to keeping your emotional body safe. And it does a so-so job of that, to be honest with you. However, it does seek to avoid pain.
Exactly. It says pain bad, happy good. All right.
And so here we got this ego that's taking good care of your body and your emotional body. It teaches you how to navigate family and school and society. The nice thing about the ego is it's got a beautiful filing system. It keeps track of everything, and it also keeps score.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
So
Let's just face it.
It learns as it grows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it actually, from a positive point of view, the ego actually tries to deploy your soul's intention, meaning it honors whatever perceptions it has about why you took birth, and it tries to call some of those experiences in. However, those things are often overwhelmed by the more density environment.
Oh, yeah.
And here's another positive item of the ego, is it actually gives you practice in self-awareness, because the ego immediately offers you duality, the us versus them perspective. And so it starts cultivating awareness. And through self-awareness comes pride, and through pride we learn to cultivate excellence. So sometimes our ego is the very thing that teaches us discipline at first. So those are all aspects of how the ego could be a useful tool. And you may think of some others if you want to sit and reflect on this list. Here's the last bit. The ego itself is density-oriented, meaning earth-oriented. It's centric to the world in which it first emerged. And so it seeks to protect you in that world. And then as it evolves, it seeks to protect others in your group
that world. Yeah, exactly.
And that's kind of the summary of the positive qualities. Well, let's just flip the coin over for a moment.
Well, you know, before we flip that coin over, on all that positive note, let's say hi to a few of our callers. We're going to go right into line one. And remember, guys, as soon as we stop talking to somebody, the line is open. So feel free to jump in. You can listen to the show while you're waiting. Line one, Carrie from Michigan. First-time caller, Sri. Welcome to Sri and Kara Live, Carrie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Hello.
Hi. We hear you just fine.
Hi. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to see about a mini soul reading.
I appreciate you asking, my love. I want you to bring your hands to your heart, if it's safe to do so, of course. And if it's safe to do so, I would invite you to close your eyes. And it's really fascinating. The minute you started talking, I mean, the minute I heard your voice, I saw a white candle with a solitary flame right in front of you. It was like it's floating in front of you. And it's like one of those big, beautiful antique candles that's been burned a lot, but it still has lots of candle left, lots of drips, but it's really brilliant. And the flame has this golden bluish hue to it. And it's the flame and the energies of those in the flame that are saying, you never need to stand alone, for the light within will carry you anywhere. Come to me in your silence. Come to me with your joy, and I will assist you to move forward evermore. And the beautiful Archangel Michael just appeared from what looked to me to just be like this beautiful, rich blue velvet background that the candle was on. And he's the one actually holding it. And so, my love, my suggestion to you is go light a white candle, sit in the flame, watch it. Not sit in it, watch it. Sit with it and allow yourself to be open to the greater connection with this archangel who is truly wanting to speak to you directly. Thank you, my angel, for calling today. It's a gift to connect with you. Namaste.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Sri, let's take one more.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line three and say...
No, we're heading to line two, Sri.
Yeah. Okay, we are indeed. Let's go to line two and say hi to Tony from Buffalo.
Namaste, Tony. Welcome.
Hello, Sri and Kara. How wonderful to speak with you.
It's a joy to hear you. Thank you, Angel.
Thank you. I'm just looking for a mini soul reading State of the Union today for myself, and then I wanted to share one thing before we hang up.
Okay. Well, what I can share with you, I love that you said State of the Union, because as you were sharing that and as you were asking for the mini soul reading, it was like you were at a podium talking and you were delivering a, not necessarily a speech as much as a discourse, a talking, a sharing. And everyone in the room was like rapt attention. And the message that's coming through for you around that vision is that what you are doing now is being heard by more than you're aware of. The time you take to be organized, focused, and clear will return to you a thousandfold. And so it is.
Well, thank you so much, and I will definitely take that to heart. The one thing I would leave you with is there's many groups that involve Saint Germain, and another one that I'm engaged in talks about the powerless life. How power is an illusion. And it occurred to me today when you started talking about ego that power as an illusion and living the powerless life may be relevant today.
Well, thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. And have a beautiful day, Angel. Namaste.
Many thanks to both of you. Namaste. Many thanks. Be well.
And to you, my love. All right, Sri. Well, you know, we have so much to share. And, you know, the key is that let's keep going because truly, guys, this is a jam-packed show. So hang in there.
All right. We're going to come back to our list of qualities because it gets a lot more fun in the chat as we get a little further along.
You know, it really does. And here's the key. Remember, feel that pyramid of spiritual awakening superimposed. If you didn't write that down, remember, just make a pyramid, divide it horizontally into four sections: density consciousness, spiritual activism, ascension awareness. At the very top is ascension consciousness. And if you want, draw a really heavy line between spiritual activism and ascension awareness, because that's the, if I was to say, the glass ceiling of spirituality, that's it. Because the ego is still very much leading, even though it's ascended out of, because you ascend up through the pyramid, even though it's ascended out of density consciousness, it's still the ego that is largely at play in spiritual activism. And it's only when you get near the top of that, really harnessing your spiritual tenacity, that you literally have to shatter your own ceiling and pop into ascension awareness. We're going to be talking more about that near the end of the show.
Absolutely. Let's go to column two, the negative qualities of the ego. Now, I want to preface this.
Now, remember, you've got three columns. Your first column was the positive qualities of ego. And now we're in the middle column. These are like, okay, what's the not so positive quality of ego?
So I just want to preface this by saying the ego was intended as a vehicle to help you be born into form. And we're talking about the density form here. So it had a positive intent, a spiritual intent. Here's where it began to get refracted and distorted and exaggerated. The first thing is, on the negative aspects of the ego, was it becomes self-obsessed.
Now think about that, guys. What does it really mean to be self-obsessed? And the discernment it takes to recognize, am I being healthy or am I self-obsessed? And this is one of those traps.
Absolutely. And certainly there's extreme examples of this all the way up to megalomania and narcissism. However, there's lots of less extreme aspects. You know, any of these so-called labels, megalomania, narcissism, exists in a non-diagnostic way in almost everybody, meaning we've touched those points of being extreme in our life at some point. At least most of us do that. Here, let's continue with the list. The next one is righteousness becomes a tactic, a way to protect one's point of view. Righteousness becomes a strength. The third thing would be a disregard for others' needs.
Now, take that one in.
Or their second. I mean, remember, wasn't there a popular phrase some years ago, looking out for number one? It's that looking out for number one attitude, which is brought forward to an extreme level where it's a disregard for greater harmony and balance.
And remember, a lot of these are really rich and ripe in density consciousness. What happens, and we're going to be talking more about this in the second half of today's show, is the way that they become very refined inside of spiritualized egos.
Yeah, and now once this grandiosity, this bigger ego comes into place, it constantly needs to be fed.
It's like a ravenous animal.
It's going to be looking for confirming situations to reinforce its orientation.
With the biggest confirmation being what we lovingly refer to as partners in pain. Those that are very happy with you not growing because you help each other remain in the same level.
Now, once this ego is firmly in place, the next thing it will do is place conditions upon spirit.
Ooh, that's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to define what's acceptable spirituality and what's not.
Yeah, this is the early phase of spiritual activism where it's a huge, yes, you've moved out of the me-only focus. However, the us versus them is rich. And all it did was just replace the me focus with almost a stronger sense of judgment.
Yeah, this is like the lower end of spiritual activism where fundamentalism reigns rampant. The other thing is this bigger ego will repeat dysfunctional behavior
over and over.
It would rather be right than learn. It would rather be stable in pain than evolve through uncertainty. So that turns into a rather rigid need to control. a need to keep things going in the same old way. Now, here's an interesting aspect of the ego, is the word charisma.
Now, take that one in. Charisma. Big word, Shri.
Yeah, and it can be applied in different ways. But from an egoic standpoint, the charismatic personality is using that energy to win, to further its influence, to manipulate, to look out for number one, so to speak.
Exactly. Look out for number one.
Now, just as the positive ego was density-oriented, so too is the distorted ego, what we're calling negative by comparison. It's very much density-oriented, and like I say, because it's limiting what spirit will it let in, what spiritual influences are often seen as threatening, so it limits what will be allowed in. It too is very much density oriented.
And remember, these two, both the positive and the not quite so positive, dance with each other constantly. And oftentimes they really keep us from moving vertical. You know, they keep us lateral. They keep us lateral.
This is the kind of the yin and yang of the ego within density.
Absolutely. Because you know what? Even though something may be painful, even though we might have done it before, we know what it is because we've done it before. And it gets to a point where we begin to self-justifying this, and lots of other wild emotions come up with this. Blame, anger, guilt, doubt. I mean, all of them.
Ah, this is the stuff soap operas are made of.
And this is the stuff that masters are made of. Because the blessing is that you, my angels, chose to be on this planet right now. And without all of that, you would not be who you are. Now, at this point, you're probably going, okay, now there's a third column, and we're going to get to that after we take a few more callers. And before we take a few more callers, I wanted to share some feedback from some amazing listeners. And I, you know, I'm a broken record, and I know I say it every week, but truly, my angels, feel my heart. I know, Shri and I know with all of our soul that you are the most amazing being on the planet. And we honor and respect you offering us your time to listen to Shri and Kira live. So please, whether you listen to us live, whether you're catching us in the archives, whether you catch a show within the week it was done or within months later, just feel our heart wrapped around you with appreciation right now because it's sincere and it comes with a lot of love and sincerity. And, you know, Shri, speaking of that love and sincerity, as you know, we do a lot of soul readings. And, you know, along with the ones we do on the air, I do so many private sessions for people. And by the way, if you're looking for an in-depth private session, just go to our website and you'll be able to see that. And you'll see private time with Shri and Kira. So here's the key. I wanted to just share because, you know, sometimes we don't get the pleasure of connecting with people because we have a huge international audience, of which we are delighted about. And I want to share a response from a couple people that we've done some soul readings for recently. So here's the first one. It says, "Hi, Shri and Kira. I just wanted to thank you for the reading you gave me on your last show. It absolutely resonated with me. And thank you again from my heart so much. Namaste, Naya from Bulgaria." Well, Naya, I am so grateful, sweetheart, you could catch the show, and I am truly grateful that it touched your heart. Here's another one, Shri, that I really wanted to read. Now, this one came in. It was really lengthy, so we just edited it for time. And so here's what we wanted to share, and it's really quite beautiful. "A big thank you, Kira, for answering my question regarding my dreams on the show. I really appreciate it. I must say that I was feeling a bit disheartened when I first heard your response, as I was hoping for confirmation of something different. But then I realized it was actually perfect for me to hear, to get my butt into gear. Now I am clear on my dreams, wrote them down, and am much more focused and able to manifest them. Since doing that, the universe has provided me with the opportunity to make this happen, which I am just so thankful for. For just taking that one step led me to the next step and the opportunity. I trusted, but I had always wondered how it was going to be funded. And thank you, Shri, for your input into how life does and can get in the way. And just keeping a strong hold of the feeling to get you through those times really helped me. And it was that clear intention that made my dreams manifest." And this is from Susie in Australia. And Susie, we are so happy for you. We are so happy for you. And thank you, my angel, for sharing. Because part of, and I wanted to share this week, Shri, Part of spiritual tenacity is receiving the feedback without the ego. And that's what I enjoyed about her response. It said, look, my ego wanted to hear something different.
Absolutely.
And rather than hang up and polarize and go, that wasn't worth anything, she took it to heart, you know, because all of these soul readings, my angels, come from your higher guides. You need to know that I do nothing other than have the blessing of connecting with you when we're together for your reading. And so what a gift when we can open to that. And then in her case, manifest it, get what she needed, and finally move on with her dreams.
Absolutely. And that's when everything is empowering and working.
And that's the difference between a spiritualized ego and spiritual tenacity. Because oftentimes a spiritualized ego will say, oh, it was the reading that was the problem because it didn't confirm what my ego wanted to hear, versus spiritual tenacity says, I am trusting that I called in this moment to hear exactly that message. And here's the next thing. I'm going to take action on it because that's where tenacity must come in. You must take action.
And it means using your discernment. If something doesn't feel clear or doesn't feel correct, look deeper. See what the gift is, and then make your decision.
Exactly. Well, you know, Sri, let's take one more caller.
All righty. Well, I think let's go to line four. We're going to say hi to Sandra from Nashville. Welcome to the show.
Hey, first-time caller. Namaste, dear one.
Hello. Greetings from my heart to yours.
Oh, we feel it, Angel. Thank you.
I would like to ask for a mini soul reading, please.
Absolutely. Now, as you were sharing, the first thing I heard was it's important for you to offer. It's funny, you have a very verbal group around you, and they're saying, say the word or words. So what word or words would you like to share before I share with you what they're saying?
Gratitude.
All right. And that's not a question. I just want to share with you that gratitude is exactly such a beautiful blessing. And you are so filled with it, my angel. Now, here's what they're saying, beloved one. And it's funny, as I'm sharing this with you, they're all tickling your feet. I don't know why they're tickling your feet, but as they're tickling your feet, I'm watching flowers bloom out of all of your toes and lotuses appear under both of your feet. And they're saying it is time for you to dance with the divine, be in love with the divine, spin with the divine, lift with the divine, and know that you are the divine in action. And everything you're asking for will open as effortlessly as they just open these petals at your feet. And so, my angel, I would share with you, you are carrying great miracle presence. All you need to do is harness it. Thank you for the honor of connecting with you, Sandra. You're amazing.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, sweetheart. And Sri, you know, before we go to a quick little break, why don't we talk about what's coming up March 5th? Because I think we need to talk about it.
Absolutely. You know, as we live our lives here, every one of us gets to a point where we realize it takes some effort, it takes some focus in order to continue to evolve. And that's because the egoic aspect of ourselves, and it's there for everyone, prefers the comfort of the known versus the risk of the unknown. And yet our soul is just there championing you to keep on going.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, to cultivate your authenticity and to make decisions that will open you further.
And so what if just one decision right now would change your life and clear the chaos forever? I mean, one decision that you would make in this moment that would lift you and make you fly free. You would be able to release fear, laugh at any doubt, move forward with presence, and absolutely let go of anything that would try to make its way into helping you believe you are less than someone who deserves the best. And what we're referring to is that decision right now is yours to make, and it's available. And we encourage you from the bottom of our heart, from all of our soul essence, to go to our website, SriNKira.com. Right on the homepage, you will see Navigating the Inner Matrix, our Violet Flame Ascended Master Training Program. This is starting March 5th. It is incredibly affordable. Sri and I, for the first time in many, many years, have been guided to personally lead this journey. We are near capacity because due to the extremely beautiful amount of content, we cannot accept as many people as we normally can accept in other programs. And so make a decision to say, okay, what if one decision could really make that much difference in my life? And you know what? What do you have to lose by finding out? So go to the website, click on Navigating the Inner Matrix, SriandKira.com. It's right there on the homepage. And at least give yourself the gift of reading everything and breathing it in with your heart. Because we have been offering this program for many years now. And I can't even begin to mention how many life-changing testimonials we have on file. It's just too many to count.
This is truly a constructive, empowering curriculum that holds your hand, so to speak, for a period of 9 weeks. And over that time, with your own personal coach and with the live interaction with Kira and I, we can promise you your life will take a positive step forward in a way that it will just be a bargain.
It'll totally be. This
investment is nothing compared to the rich gains you will receive.
Yeah, this is the cost of a latte a week, you know? I mean, and that's just crazy that, okay, maybe I give up one latte and I actually do something for myself that's going to last forever. And so truly, angels, we invite you, go to SriandKira.com, click on Navigating the Inner Matrix, and if you're listening to the show in the archives after the program already began, you can take the program as a home study. It will not be taught live by Sri and I, but all of the audios will be us. But the key is, if you can take it live, you want it live, because you're able to really track with the energy. You're able to have your questions answered in real time. You get a much greater span of support. Plus, my angels, this program lasts all of March, all of April, and it's going to be a big time on the planet, which is why we selected these months and why Sri and I have, quite frankly, agreed to teach this program again at the behest of many, many, many people.
And as you commit to this program, we commit to you.
Indeed.
So please open your hearts and consider joining us. It's an important time for you and for the collective you.
Exactly. We love you. One decision that can honestly change your life, you have the power to make right now. And we're going to be back in just a moment with an incredible amount of show. Make sure you have your paper and pen. Breathe, relax, and we're going to offer just a short break, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you. And today we are exploring the spiritualized ego.
Or spiritual tenacity. And hey, do these sisters play well together? Or do they need a lot of timeouts?
Well, I'll tell you what, life is full of miniature passings. We grow and we grow, and then we pass that which is no longer needed.
Mm-hmm.
And the spiritualized ego is one of those passings that humanity and Gaia need to see evolve and happen.
Exactly. And so far, we've been spending the show talking about the first half of that equation, which is the ego. And we've been talking about the self-full ego, as we like to share it, the one that gets us navigating life, the one that is our training wheels for our ascended process, quite frankly, the one that can be our best friend when we break free from anything other than recognizing the value of the journey. And Sri, let's talk about now. We're gonna refine it. So first we talked about those positive qualities of that ego of density. Then we talked about, well, the not so positive qualities. Now, column three, we're going to talk about spiritualized ego. Now, this is really important because the spiritualized ego is very subtle. And it will also do a lot to make you believe it's not there.
Absolutely. Now, the spiritualized ego is just another face on the ego we've already talked about with a certain emphasis, however.
Exactly.
And the thing about the spiritualized ego that first comes up on our screen is that it is usually justifying an orientation that is seemingly of a higher ethic or morality. It's justifying a social agenda, or it's justifying a religious agenda. And it seeks to suggest that this is the only way. So there is both the justification and righteousness of a more inclusive or global widespread agenda, and a need to say that this is the true path. The other thing about the spiritualized ego is it really needs social confirmation. It needs others to go, yes.
It's very outer focused because it still says, I have my own doubts, thereby I need to be with a group that'll tell me why my way is right.
And because it needs this social orientation in order to thrive, this ego, it becomes really good at justifying its position.
And really good at polarizing, usually against teachers or others along the way, the minute the spiritualized ego rubs up against a growth opportunity.
Absolutely. Anything that's disconfirming to its agenda is seen as a threat rather than an opportunity for self-evaluation.
Exactly.
And so it justifies its position. It becomes ever more argumentative, meaning good at rationalization and support. And ironically, this offers a stabilization to the person because now I'm acting on a higher plane, so to speak.
I'm now evolved. I now have better language to say things. I now have people around me saying the same language, and we get together. And the reality is, Sri, they're just spiritual partners in pain.
Well, they are. It you know, the stabilization that it offers comes with this sense of my self-worth is also fed because I'm helping out others, or I'm helping out the planet or the animals or something. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things.
All awesome. Awesome.
What we're referring to is the way it's approached, because in the need for confirmation, in the need for justification, there is a denial of the greater harmony and the right for beings to have their own evolutionary process.
Exactly.
And so once again, you're disregarding the evolutionary process of others, only it's much more sophisticated now because you've included more folks in the us versus them. And there is a need to proselytize, another quality of the spiritualized ego.
Well, very much so. A need to make sure that you tell others why either what they're teaching isn't right versus just receiving it through your heart, and you discard what is and you discard what isn't. However, this need to proselytize, this need to be right, the need to also save people, I think goes with that.
It's supporting the overall verification of the victim energy on the planet, because the number one thing that keeps a victim stuck is to have a rescuer.
Exactly.
Where is the empowerment in that?
Well, but yet, this is where the spiritualized ego begins, because the spiritualized ego is normally first discovered through a painful journey in density or some trigger event that does lift us into this next set of evolution. So guys, I want you to hear, we're not saying any of this is negative. What we're saying is it's important to see it, recognize it for what it is, because only then can you make a decision to walk through it.
Absolutely. And like the, we mentioned charisma in the last column, the second column.
Charisma.
Charisma.
I love that word.
Charisma in this sense is usually addressed to bring people on board. We already talked about the need to promote and proselytize, only now we're at a very sophisticated level of call it preaching or manipulation.
Exactly.
And we choose to inspire folks through to join our worldview.
And if they don't, then we decide there's something wrong with them versus a more ascended view of every being has their journey and they have the right to their experience.
And at its lower level, the spiritualized ego would be rather smug and disregard those folks that didn't join in.
Or feel sorry for them for not being as awake as you are.
Uh-huh. Now, here's the positive aspect of the spiritualized ego. It is an evolutionary step out of density consciousness, and it puts you firmly into spiritual activism, and it offers a glimpse of something beyond the self-centered, self-centric. You know, the traditional ego is very much earth-centered, and what I mean by that is not just Gaia, I mean it's just density-centric. Versus the spiritualized ego begins to open up the notion that there's something more with conditions.
Right. And, you know, Sri, I want to jump in here because I'm really, my heart right now is feeling called to talk about this. Last week, I received an email from a woman and it really, it kind of broke my heart because what she said was that after watching one of our videos at YouTube, it really assisted her to open up and to see some other things, and that the current spiritual teacher he is still with and has been working with, and she's very attached to staying with this teacher, which is fine. It's her journey. She stays with this teacher even though she's very clear that the teacher publicly says terrible things about other students, about women in specific, about the quote-unquote competition in the spiritual realm. And then she went on to start excusing this person as to, well, you know, he's had this happen to him or that happen to him, so I can kind of understand. Here's the reality of that, and my heart is so big around her. We all have the teacher we need until we decide to grow. And as long as we are at a level that we are still feeling a sense of growth and learning, then we must look within inside ourselves what is being triggered and why. Once we do that, and it always has to come back within, we begin to harness our own spiritual discernment, which we've done other shows on, and this is how we birth spiritual tenacity. Spiritual tenacity is, you know, Sri and I put out the spiritual essentials. And if you have not watched that video on YouTube, go watch it. Because one of the things we talk about is in order to, number one, avoid interference, and in order to, number two, really grow is do your research, do what you need to do, but then pick one spiritual teacher that you decide to honestly give one full year, where you're not being distracted by other things, you're not looking at everything, you're not, you know, people are sending you emails, you just gently don't look at them. If you can do that, by the end of that year, you will know that you have either found your path or you will have grown so far for the experience that it will lift you into the next level. Or you can keep repeating 1 year's experience 20 times. And many, many people do this. They whether they know it or not, especially long-term people with students, if you are not continually evolving, continually growing, if your spiritual teacher does not have the ability to offer you at times things you don't want to hear, of course, shared with love and presence. However, for you personally, then you need to ask why. Because if a spiritualized ego tells you you're that evolved, it's time to really look deep within, because there's always another layer, my angels. If you are in form, you are still growing. If you are in form, you still are ascending. And the ego is a sly pirate, as Archangel Zadkiel often says.
And so how about we say hi to another caller, and then we're going to talk a little more about spiritual tenacity.
Okay, well, let's go to line three and say hi to Brian, beautiful Brian from Wisconsin, a first-time caller. Namaste, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome.
Welcome. I'm very overwhelmed as I reach other help by acknowledging constant abuse to stop abuse. Why am I 100% stopped with more abuse, and am I close to actually getting justice, which I understand my 78 epitomizes, but not allowed to represent it? I would really like a mini soul reading, please. I deeply appreciate it. Can you see the gist of my struggle?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Angel, I just want to touch into that tender, beautiful heart that you carry. You know, I just want to share, because as you were talking, the first angel that appeared next to you was Archangel Raphael, and then Archangel Uriel came in, then Archangel Gabriel came in, then Archangel Zadkiel came in, and behind them, or kind of around them, I'm seeing all of these crystalline light beings. And here's what I need to share with you. They're saying that only a master would have chosen this journey, and the minute you say enough, and break the cycle by just saying enough. And enough is not just saying it. It's about, you might have to move. You might have to make some really hard choices in your life. But the minute you start, and they're saying to bring your hands to your third chakra, Angel, while I'm speaking, because your third chakra right now is carrying a very gaping energy wound. And that's what's making you vulnerable. And so they're saying, protect your third chakra through the love of your divine presence. Allow us to work through you. And as you set this energy in motion, everything will begin clearing and you will not ever have to repeat this again. For the next step is the one you have waited for. And I'm watching Archangel Raphael. He's literally right now reaching into your back, right between your shoulder blades. And he's like pulling out these incredible angel wings that are wanting to unfurl, that are wanting to come out. And so I'm inviting you, feel him right now. Feel him pulling these out. Feel him opening this for you. And they're saying, you have every right to fly. You have every right to command these wings. And hold truth to you. And before very short period of time, truth will be your way and all will clear to allow the next journey to begin. And Angel, thank you for the gift of connecting with you today. I'm honored. Thank you, beloved one. Truly, thank you. You're welcome. Well, Shrey, before we take another caller, I want to just say hi to a few of our people who have written this by email. And remember, if you're unable to call or you don't know if you can get through on the lines, you can send an email to guest@shreyandkiraradio.com, and we will do our best to get it online. So again, you can send your email to guest@shreyandkira.com. You can also join our Facebook account. Just type in Shrey and Kira. It'll take you to our page, and we have tons of current contact. Be sure to like our page, okay? And join our family, because we also love hearing from you there. So let's talk about, I want to share a beautiful email that came in. And this is, hi, Shrey and Kira. I love your show. Thanks for sharing. I find it very interesting to listen to the updates on the current energy movements. Now, I'm not so sure if this is a well-formed English sentence, but I hope you'll understand the content. Smiley face. I would love to ask loads of stuff. So maybe it's better just to ask for a mini soul reading and my answers could be found in there? ? Lots of love and peace to you, Lila. Well, Lila, first and foremost, it was a wonderfully formed English sentence, Angel, and thank you to taking the courage to mail this in a language that's not your native language. I'm honored and delighted. And the reality is, it's not a question mark, it's the truth. Yes, your answers are in the mini soul reading. And so, my love, I want you to take this moment right now and to just breathe, relax, and if it's safe to close your eyes, to please do so. The energy that's speaking to you right now is Archangel Metatron. And Metatron is coming through right now and saying to you, step within the sacred geometry of your divine nature. Sit quietly and feel the golden energies appear around you, with you, and as you. Take a pen and begin writing that which you immediately know is true. Write without the need to control. Write without the need to know. Simply write and feel my hand coating yours in golden energy. And together, everything you seek will be answered. You must trust yourself. You must trust yourself. You must trust yourself, for you have the capacity to do this. And so it is, Lila. Thank you for the honor and the gift. Now, Shrey, let's jump back for a minute. And let's talk about the real thing here. What is spiritual tenacity? And you know, we've talked about the ego of density. We've talked about the spiritualized ego, but let's face it. I mean, what is spiritual tenacity? Why is it the secret? And what do we need to do with that?
Well, you know, we've touched on this in different ways in many shows, and here we want to kind of give you a more succinct outline of the quality that we're calling spiritual tenacity. And the first thing is to recognize that spiritual tenacity is an evolution of your intention to awaken. This is an evolutionary step where you discover that in order to be who you are and be in service to all, it will take a commitment. And the commitment is to your evolution and to the divine. And through that commitment, a number of things happen. So the first thing to recognize is that spiritual tenacity is an action because it is constantly asking you to reaffirm your choice. Consider that for a moment. This is not a goal, it's a process. Spiritual tenacity is the action of continuing to say yes to spirit. And in our case, what we teach about sacred union and the four steps of sacred union, it takes tenacity to continue to bring those forward, to surrender, to release judgment, to be in union, to cultivate unconditional love. Those are the qualities of sacred union, and the way that they come into to bear fruit in your life is through your spiritual tenacity.
Now remember, you know, a lot of you might say, well, God, you know, I thought I had that. I wanted to share quickly something Archangel Zadkiel said to us about a year ago, maybe more than that. You don't mean linear time, guys. He said so beautifully, saying yes to your journey is not a one-time event.
Absolutely.
You must keep saying yes. Sometimes I have said yes every minute, every hour. But the key is, in order to harvest the secret of spiritual tenacity, you must foundationize your life into your spiritual essence. It must lead. And when you do that, you'll be cultivating a deeper trust and relax into the essence of knowing, hey, the universe got your back. The universe has always had your back. You've just needed to have a freedom from fear to claim it. And as you do that, you will be cultivating through this constant re-upping the patience and the wisdom to actually live the process. It's not a goal, guys. It's a day-by-day way of life. And that's the real secret that spiritual tenacity unlocks.
And it you might find that people will say to you, hey, your personality has changed. Well,
yeah, you're happy.
That's because your soul is more present and has modulated the egoic experience for the spiritual experience. And so the important quality about spiritual tenacity is it allows you to honor your authenticity while simultaneously living in a world that's filled with projections and disconnect from harmony. And so that offers you an opening to the higher guidance and your personal evolution. It provides you with a new stability of the cosmic context for your life. And result, peace, love, joy, and strength.
The strength of knowing you are worthy and you are always ready and totally guided. And beloved angels, remember, spiritual tenacity cannot be given to you. Nobody can offer you a magic wand. It's yours to cultivate through the divine gifts of this lifetime. So you must have gratitude for everything that has brought you to where you are now and the absolute courage to say yes to the next level, because you're worth it. You're totally worth it. And you know, make that decision. Right now, today, make that one decision that will change your life forever. Go to sriankira.com, check on Navigating the Inner Matrix. As a matter of fact, if you're listening to the show before February 28th, it's the final week to register, and you receive our free dowsing certification course. And remember, we're near capacity. Check it out. Take action. Use your tenacity to say yes to your life, yes to your ascension. And until we have the honor and the gift of being with you next week,
may you know that all is truly well. Namaste, beloveds.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.